There is no small and convenient discipleship for Luke. So, you know, there are many times that I have Christian pride about being a United Methodist because of all the things that we do in the world, supporting people by feeding them, clothing them, giving them shelter, helping rebuild their lives after a natural disaster, giving children a safe place to live by places like Spofford Home, digging wells so people have fresh water to drink, providing nets to protect people against mosquitoes carrying malaria, providing pets so that people who have lost the use of their legs now have a way to get around. And by the way, as you know from last week, we gave 7 pets from this church alone. And today, an awesome family bought another pet. So this church alone has given 8 pets this year so people can get around that don't have the use of their legs. You see, all of these ministries are because of the United Methodist understanding of being Christ to the world and your financial support. Along the same lines, there are many times that I have Christian pride about being a part of our awesome church. Times like this weekend, when our caring ministry director gives me a call and tells me that she has arranged someone to take Louise Law to her son's funeral in Des Moines, Iowa. Now, Louise couldn't have gone if this person hadn't stepped up, if Caring Ministries didn't have this ministry, and if you didn't financially support this church. She would have not gone to her son's funeral. We've already talked about the streaming audio. That's only because of your giving to this church that Doug can do things like that. It's only because of Doug giving his talents and time to this church that we can have something like that. Times like when we have childcare during worship and meetings and rehearsals here at church so that those with children can attend those gatherings. That can only happen because of those in this church willing to give their time and their talents and their tithe. Times like during vacation Bible school when we have all the children laughing and singing and learning about Jesus, that can only happen because, well, let's just say it together. That can only happen because of those in this church willing to give their time, their talent, and their tithe. Times like the evangelism team, when they gave away iced tea and lemonade at the parade last spring simply to provide people with something to drink. Let's say it together. That can only happen because of those in this church willing to give their time and their talents and their tithe. Times like when the volunteers in mission go to rebuild homes ravaged by hurricanes. That can only happen because of those, come on, say it with me, those in this church willing to give their time and their talents and their tithe. Times like when our Allies for Angels Ministries helps those in this community who are mentally or physically challenged, as well as their families. That can only happen because, say it together, those in this church willing to give their time, their talents, and their tithe. Times like when our benevolence fund that you give on during communion up here on the railing, when someone needs groceries and this church buys them, when someone needs electricity for air conditioning or heating in their home and this church pays for it. That can only happen with me. Whenever people of this church are willing to give their time, their talent, and their tithe. Whenever on Wednesday about 3:30, Deanna, the leader of kids thing, says, oh my goodness, what am I going to do with 50 kids today? Yeah, that ministry can only happen because of people who are willing to give their times like when we fill the warm house barrel so that they have food to give people that are in need in the community. That can only happen together with me because of those in this church willing to give their time, their talents, and their tithe. Times when we have so many youth in this church that they can't even have youth group in their youth room. And they're laughing. And they're having fun. And they're learning how to live as Christians in this church. That can only happen because of those people willing to give their time and their talent and their time. Do you hear what I'm saying this morning?